under new management.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We could hear today who the new owner of IndyMac Bank will be. The FDIC has been running it since the California-based bank collapsed, and now it's only a small piece of its former self. Customers have been pulling money out of the bank since it was seized. The failure could cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund billions of dollars. And we're hearing more about what was going on in the months leading up to that collapse. Federal bank regulators allowed IndyMac to let the bank do some book cooking so it didn't have to stop accepting some forms of deposits. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports IndyMac apparently wasn't alone in that accounting game.
In a conference call with IndyMac's CEO this May, Daryl Doko, a high-ranking federal regulator, agreed to allow IndyMac to backdate $18 million in capital contributions, recording the cash as an asset on its books 6 weeks before it was actually received.
I think it's very troubling from an ethical perspective.
John Coffey's a law professor at Columbia University.
It's not really clear whose side the regulator is on.
Regulators at the Office of Thrift Supervision, or OTS, where Doko was a regional director, allowed other banks to do the same thing, according to Treasury Department's Inspector General, Eric Thorson. Doko was also the regulator in charge of overseeing Washington Mutual and Countrywide.
Well, we don't know yet whether they also engaged in the same behavior, but if it were to turn out that the same kind of backdating occurred at all three of these institutions, I think that will be a real stain.
Officials at OTS said they were unaware of the backdating until the Inspector General's report and said Doko has been temporarily removed from his job. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
We're set to get some more economic numbers today: durable goods, jobless claims, and personal income and spending. We'll see what effect, if any, those have on a short trading day. Overseas, there's a little pre-holiday selling going on. Asian shares were lower today. The Nikkei dropped more than 2%. The Hang Seng was lower as well by a fraction of a percent. In Europe, trading is down for the most part. London, Frankfurt, and Paris all trading lower by less than a percent. And yesterday, the Dow shed 100 points to close at 8,419, down a little more than a percent. The S&P 500 fell by a percent as well. NASDAQ lost more than half a percent. On this Christmas Eve, in some parts of the country, it's pretty cold outside. Maybe a little hot chocolate will warm things up. The price of cocoa, as in commodity, is actually steaming in London at a 23-year high. Speculators worry about a world shortage. From the European desk, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Most raw material prices are slumping in the downturn, but not cocoa. Concern about supply has pushed cocoa futures sharply higher, up to $2,670 a ton. Production, especially in West Africa, has been falling. Heavy rain in Ivory Coast and Ghana has hit output hard, and political unrest in the region is an added worry. Meanwhile, demand for cocoa is holding up well. In the downturn, it seems, there are some things consumers will not do without, and they clearly include comfort food, like cocoa's main product, chocolate. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
It's not such a sweet bonus for Google employees this year. Instead of the usual cash, they'll be getting a smartphone. Google began handing out its G1 this week. That's the phone powered by the company's mobile operating system, Android. The Financial Times reports that year-end bonuses had in the past been close to $1,000 each. But in this global economic downturn, Google is trying to save a little money and give the gift of gab for the holidays.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters Christmas Day. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
This time of year, Germany is famous for its Christmas markets, part of a tradition that dates back all the way to the Middle Ages. Visitors come in from all around the world, but is the economic downturn affecting business this year? Not so much. Things are still bustling in Deutschland. From Cologne, Emily Schwing reports.
Cologne's Gothic Cathedral looms over one of the most popular Christmas markets in Germany. Small wooden stalls decked with festive lights surround a giant Christmas tree. The square is filled with people eyeing handmade wooden toys and sampling the Glühwein, a traditional spiced wine. Marion Lesbue from France munches potato pancakes and licks grease from her fingers.
We won't change our Christmas plans a lot. We'll buy little things, a lot of little things. So we'll still have fun, but with little things that don't cost too much.
Lesbue's holding on to her money this year, as is Eileen McGee. She made the weekend trip from London, but there's not much left over for Christmas gifts. So she's giving jars of authentic German mustard and handmade pottery.
You try to make it a more quality gift, and that's why the handmade things are they're special, and it means more than maybe the quantity of what you're buying somebody.
People also come to the Christmas markets for the atmosphere, and even a financial crisis can't change that. Randolph Sherman is the organizer for the Cologne Cathedral Market.
Perhaps they don't buy a car, but to buy a Glühwein or to eat a Bratwurst or to buy small gifts, the people need it every year and they want it, and for that they will have enough money.
People like Ron Tabak. He made the two-hour drive from the Netherlands for the weekend. Tabak says he is worried about his pension and increasing mortgage payments, but not today.
For me, there's maybe a problem because I'm retired, and maybe the inflation, my pension is not going with going up with the inflation. So that's maybe a problem. But so far, here in Cologne, it's perfect. And we are enjoying ourselves. And maybe sometimes we think about the crisis, but not today.
From the Christmas markets in Cologne, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us for more information about the economic fallout at our website, marketplace.org, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a good Christmas Eve.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.